foul line. Platteville a plus four on the glass. They've out-rebounded Wisconsin on the offensive glass, 6-4, but the Badgers have the edge in second chance points, 6-0. Nolan Winter with 9 points, 8 rebounds, leading the way for Wisconsin. Max Love, Miles Hettinger, each with 5 for the Pioneers. Badgers lead at the half, 31-22. This has been the Culver's Halftime Report. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Well, you're ready for the second half, 31-22. Wisconsin leading UW Platteville. Pioneers scored the game's first 7 points. The Badgers went on a run, 15-3 run at the end of the first half. Now, see if they can kind of pick up where they left off. Good sequence at the end of the half from Andrew Rhodey.
Well, it was. And again, you look at how Wisconsin came about that second half. Defensively, they were better. They didn't give up as many straight line drives. Yes, they gave up some offensive rebounds, but they really ran into a problem with a lot of those straight line drives that would result in layups for Platteville. You get a defensive stop, now it allows you to get out and run. And that's what this team wants to do. They want to get out, they want to play fast. You want to shoot some threes, but if you don't get stops, you can't do anything.
When you get to this time of preseason, I mean, you're playing somebody in a different uniform, I get it, but you're more than ready for the games.
Oh, absolutely. Begin, right? And as much as it's good to play against Platteville, there's a benefit to that. As I said earlier, I think coaches are still trying to figure out how many mid-major teams you play versus high-level teams. Mm-hmm. There's always something. Anytime you play this game, there's always something you can take away.
Yes.
And I think you look at it, you know, the message in the locker room, guys, we've got to rebound the basketball. We've got to be engaged here.
Badgers have the first possession of the second half, and they'll try again with the clock again. A couple issues with the clock here is getting all those wrinkles taken care of.
Exhibition.
Yeah, it's okay. Badgers will be going to our right once we get it going, so get everything squared away. It's Blackwell, Boyd, Rhodey, Rapp, and Winter for Wisconsin. And away we go. Here's Nick Boyd getting a high screen from Winter. Going to Rapp, feeds Blackwell, tossed it back to Boyd at the center circle. Bob's right off of a Winter screen. Boyd at the free throw line. Looks it back out to Andrew Rhodey. Loops it to Winter at the top. Shot clock at 10. Winter hands off to Blackwell on the right side. Slips it into Nolan to the rim. Layup good. Well done.
And that's really what Nolan's done a good job of tonight, is understanding, getting to that side pick and roll and then roll hard to the basket, and the guards have been able to find him.
And it's 33-22 Wisconsin, opening minutes, second half. Platteville moving to our left. Wazorik feeds Max Love. It's a pass to Bristol Lewis. He is with Rhodey. Off the Andy, off of the Furman screen, Joey Furman screen. Now a drive and a foul. They're going to get this on Rhodey. And that'll be number two on Andrew Rhodey, and he is the first player with multiple fouls here tonight. Talking to Andrew recently, he said, you're kind of getting adjusted to you. It's okay to shoot early in the shot clock if you're open. I said, imagine that where you came from. Here's Bristol Lewis, right corner three, back rim no good. Nolan Winter the rebound.
But I think everyone's getting used to everybody, right? Yeah, and just
yes,
kind of the freedom and just how you're going to play with each other. I don't care that they've been practicing since summer. You're now in a game situation. It's different. You're in practice all summer. All fall, you're in practice. It's not like they had a chance to take an overseas trip, right? Like, so they did none of that. So now you've practiced that entire time, haven't really played. Now you get a chance to play. It's just different.
Kickball, Badgers will inbound. You know who did take an overseas trip? Platteville. They went to Greece. So the parents had a great time. Players had business. Here's Boyd. Right lane line goes up, gets fouled, and Nick Boyd will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Greece, great country. Beautiful.
Yeah. You can have fun there?
I think you could. I think the parents did exactly.
That's what I was told. That's what I was told.
I don't think
you laughing I've with seen Jeff. Enough. Jeff said I wasn't worried about my players. Yeah. It was the travel party, the rest of the travel party. First free throw is good for Boyd.
I don't know many basketball parents that haven't had fun somewhere.
Yeah, Badger parents through the years. They it's very entertaining. And we've had fun with them. Hey, Boyd misses the second free throw.
I don't know what you're talking about. I go to bed as soon as we get into wherever we're going.
Well, yeah, I do too. Right after I stop at the library first. 34-22, Wisconsin. Minute 25 gone by, second half. That and more lies coming up this season. Here's Bristol Lewis, mid-range J. No good from right of the circle. Austin Rapp the rebound. And now Blackwell to the front court, feeds Rapp top of the circle. Rapp kicked it back out to Winter. Now Nolan throwing a roadie, slips it into Winter. Slam dunk. There you go.
But when you move the ball with that kind of pace, Nolan has a purpose. He catches the ball up top, swings it to the wing, gets in the ball screen. Now all of a sudden the defense doesn't shift. He's got a dunk.
Furman right of the lane. Badgers up 14. Furman right block. Turns on Winter. Up right hand. Good. Off the glass. Nice work from Joey Furman. Senior out of Wanakee. 36-24 Wisconsin. About 2:10 going by second half. Boyd. Top of the circle, being hounded by Wazorik. Boyd, left of the lane, throws it up and in and one. Boy, Aiden Wazorik was doing about all he could. Nick Boyd was just too good. And that's an and one for Boyd on his first bucket of the game.
And too quick, more importantly. And that's what you're going to see from Nick Boyd this year is that quickness, being able to get to the paint and really, you know, go by players.
Won a tournament game doing that, as a matter of fact. And the free throw from Boyd, no good. And Wazorik will bring it up the floor for the Pioneers. 38-24, Wisconsin, 17-37 remaining in Madison. Max Love matched up with Rohde and a whistle off the ball. I think they're going to get Boyd here. He was tagging Wazorik, and foul on Boyd will be his second. We talk about the success of Jeff Gard and Greg Gard. I don't know if you'll find two better people, too. The salt of the earth. Wisconsin through and through.
Absolutely.
Zorik baseline left of the inbounder. And he lobs it out to Bristol Lewis out between the arcs. High screen Furman. Lewis right lane line. Moves it back out to Wazorik. And a step back mid-range jumper is good. Aiden Wazorik. With the bucket, 38-26 Wisconsin. 17-15 remaining. Rohde left block, one pump, throws it up, missed it, but Rohde will go to the free throw line for a pair. And give Lucas Ramaker with the foul, his first.
And in the end, the game is still extremely simple. You drive. You don't have a great advantage, but you've got enough of an advantage. Shot fake. Now all of a sudden, Platteville defender flies by. You get enough of the body. You get to the free throw line.
And the first free throw is good for Andrew Rohde. Badgers were 0 of 5 at the foul line in the first half, so they've knocked their 2 of 4 through so far in the second.
As much as the game has changed, and everyone wants to talk about NIL, transfer portal, the simplicity of the game is still how you win basketball games. And I think that's what, you know, this team is continuing to learn and understand, and how do you play and make it simple for the guy next to you.
Badgers putting on a little three-quarter look. Both free throws were good. Alexis Bielauskas in for Nolan Winter right now. Love backing down. Blackwell left lane line. Turns, fires, missed. Foul call. So Deion Bielauskas, that will be his first. 3 minutes into the second half, 40-26. The Badgers lead Platteville. Aiden Wazorik, baseline left inbounds to Furman. Left of the lane. Joey Furman backing on the freshman. Bielauskas lost the handle, gets it back. Low pass dug out by Wazorik. Checked by Boyd. Now it's Love, jab step. He'll try a three left side, and he sticks it over Blackwell.
It's crazy because that shot is so flat.
Yeah.
But it goes in.
Yeah, there's no air.
There's zero.
40-29, Wisconsin. About 3.5 minutes into the second half. Rohde high on the left. Looks a pass to Bielauskas. He'll leave it for Boyd. Boyd at the top off the Alexis screen, right of the lane. Boyd turns it back. High pass pulled down by Rapp. Out to Rohde. Tries a three left pocket. Got it. Andrew Rohde with a triple. 43-29, the Badgers. 16-15 remaining. Jeff Gard will sub three at the next opportunity. Mazzori throwing to Lucas Remaker outside right. Did a foul as well. They're going to get Boyd again. That's three on Nick Boyd. Hayden Jones, Jack Javicki will come in for Wisconsin.
And it's all off the ball as well. A little grab, a little hold. That's what they've got the last couple of possessions.
Caden McKenzie back in for Wisconsin. Miles Hettinger and Max Lucy in as well. McKenzie, sideline right, will inbound. Now here's Lucy. Out to Bristol. Lewis cuts off the right wing. Bobbled it, got it back. Gives off to Hettinger. Backing in on Rohde. Kick out Lewis. Tries a three and splashed it from left of the circle. Bristol Lewis with a triple. 43-32, Wisconsin. 15-48 remaining. Bielauskas, low pass, gathered by Janicki along the right sideline. Now Rapp turns it high on the left for Hayden Jones. Freshman out of New Zealand with a right-hand dribble. Splits two defenders, lost it as he went up. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here's Caden McKenzie the other way for the Pioneers. He'll throw to Lucy outside left. He's off to Wazorik between the circles. Wazorik with a pass for Hettinger. He's off to Lucy. Darts it inside. Wazorik low on the left, and he'll catch and finish.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing with Platteville. They're a good basketball team as far as just ball movement. They got away from that.
And the Badgers nearly turn it over. They turn it over as Rapp couldn't handle the pass in traffic. Here comes Platteville down nine with 15 minutes to play. Lewis a three and hits it again. And here come the Pioneers.
But Wisconsin gave them all the confidence because defensively they weren't necessarily engaged. And Platteville took advantage of it as soon as Wisconsin fell asleep on a couple possessions defensively.
43-37 Wisconsin as Janicki gets fouled by Bristol Lewis. Outside the three-point arc on the left side. Foul on Lewis is first. But an eight-point run for the Pioneers, and Jeff Gard's team is right back in it. Badger fans, if you're listening to this right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with an ice-cold Modelo. Modelo brewed for full-time Badger fans. With a rail transport broadcast table, 14:43 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Platteville 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Mark Tosha here, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I am a big fan of Wisconsin-owned and operated companies like Jones Dairy Farm. Jones is the only bacon producer that takes the time to dry age their bacon for a flavor so rich and distinctive, you have to try it to believe it. And their all-natural sausage is made with just a few simple ingredients and a savory in-house spice blend that's made it a favorite for over 136 years. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 14:43 remaining. The Badgers lead down to 6, 43-37. Jack Janicki puts it on the deck. Left lane line, one pump, two pumps. Left block cut off by Wazorik. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell against Max Lucy high on the left. Working on turning down a winter screen, then pushed off. Offensive foul on Janicki. Easy call there. Is getting in the way was Max Lucy as the Badgers turn it over again.
And on John Blackwell here, he last year had the same issue. That forearm extends out, and we've seen John get a couple of those offensive fouls. One of those things that this year, moving up on the scouting report type deal, teams are going to try to get cheap ones on you.
Miles Hettinger throwing a Max Lucy against Janicki, a handoff to Wazorik. Janicki will get him off the switch, 10 on the shot clock, high screen Hettinger. Edge on it from Winter as Crystal Lewis left of the lane. Pass deflected. Gathered. Lucy. Baseline right jump. No good. Rebound. Loose. Knocked out of bounds. It will be long to Wisconsin with 13:55 remaining. 43-37. The Badgers. Max Love will come back in for the Pioneers.
The difference with Nolan Winter versus the other bigs for Wisconsin on the offensive end. Nolan on the top of the catch, on the top of the three-point line, he's catching the ball and he's reversing it really quickly, which is why he's gotten so many side pick and rolls and then rolls to the front of the rim. The other bigs for Wisconsin, new to the system, haven't done it with that same pace.
Nolan has the ball right now up top, gives off to Rohde off the winter screen, slips it to Nolan in the lane to the rim, layup, no, but a foul.
But there's a purpose to his play, right? Like the reason he gets that layup is he catches it on top, quickly gets it to Rohde, gets into the ball screen quicker. Now the defense can't shift over. He's got the roll. Rohde with the little pocket pass there. The defense is late. That's where the foul occurs.
And they get it on Caden McKenzie. That'll be his second. Nolan Winter at the free throw line. 13 points, 9 rebounds, and missed the first free throw. He's now 0 for 3 at the line.
And that's where Rapp and Bielauskas, they need to be able to play and understand that a little bit faster and quicker. And sometimes you've got to look from the guy that's been in the system, and Nolan just airballed that. Ooh.
Scuffling mightily at the foul line, Nolan individually, and Wisconsin as a team, 3 of 12 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
43-37, Wisconsin with 13:38 remaining. Max Love high on the right. He'll throw to Caden McKenzie. Pass to Lucy. Now Hettinger on the right side. Sends it to McKenzie. Right wing. 13 to shoot. Whistle off the ball. They'll get Hayden Jones, I think. He was battling with Hettinger down low. Jones, that'll be his first. And team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Platteville with 5. Long way to go. Pioneers on the edge of the bonus. Inbounds pass Hettinger. Right wing. Darts it out to McKenzie against Hayden Jones. McKenzie, the freshman out of Wanakee, to the free throw line. And cut off. Try to get it out to Love on the right side, and it's deflected out of bounds by John Blackwell. 10 to shoot. 13-16 to play. 43-37 Wisconsin. Love sideline right in front of the Platteville bench. Inbounds to Hettinger. Got the Love off the right wing. Flips it left hand. It's well off the mark. Blackwell the rebound. Badgers trying to push it. Here's Jones on the left side. Jones dribbles off the wing. Inside feed, and Blackwell not ready for it. It goes off his hand and out of bounds.
And I think Hayden had the right idea. That turnover's still on him, and he's going to get pulled because of it. Just as a young player, understanding that that's not going to, you know, be the way to get it done. But I thought the idea was right there.
He's out Carrington in. 13 minutes remaining. 43-37 Wisconsin. Hettinger at the top of the circle. And Rohde trying to disrupt. Hettinger protects the rock. Passes off to McKenzie. Rotates to Lucy. He's with Janicki. Tried to shake and go and took an extra step instead. Traveling violation against the Pioneers with 12:44 remaining. if it was an NBA game, you'd get three or four more steps, though, right?
What are you talking about, Giannis? That might have been the worst travel I've ever seen in my life yesterday, by the way.
Nolan Winter outside
the
left.
The worst.
Yeah, it was a gain of seven. Second and three. That's right. Here's Carrington on the right side. Bad pass. Stolen away. Hettinger chased, and now Winter will let him go as Miles Hettinger with the dunk. And Platteville is within four. 43-39, Wisconsin with 12:15 remaining.
And 11 turnovers for Wisconsin.
Mm. Andrew Rohde throwing to Winter at the top.
Spacing is all off on this offensive position. Finally, they get it somewhat corrected.
Here's Blackwell to the rim. Runs it up and in. That was an awkward possession until Blackwell said, I got this.
Yes.
45-39, Wisconsin. 11:50 remaining. McKenzie goes right side to Hettinger on the wing. Gets it to Lucas Ramaker. Quick toss to Love up top. Darts it to Hettinger. He'll gather left elbow. Hettinger moving in on Winter. Scoops it up left hand. Off the glass. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. With six on the shot clock, and we're at the under 12 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Lots of Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. From the Rail Transport broadcast table, 11:33 remaining, Wisconsin 45, Platteville 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 11:33 remaining. 45-39, Wisconsin leads Platteville. Pioneers will be inbounding with six on the shot clock. Aiden Wazorik baseline left will throw it in. Carrington in his face. Wazorik looks, still looks, shovels it into Furman. One pump up and in over Rapp.
And defensively, you can't let that entry happen because it is. It's a direct pass right there, and it's going to be a layup.
45-41, Wisconsin, 11:20 remaining. Rohde to screen from Rapp, throws it to Rapp. He'll try a three, left of the circle, short. Rebound, Blackwell on the offensive glass. Second chance for the Badgers. Blackwell takes it right, goes up, knocked away, gets it back, pushed it up, and that's well off the mark. Rebound, Max Love. Here comes Platteville, trying to work with numbers. Wazorik against Janicki on the right side. Kills the dribble, floats it out to Bristol Lewis. Turns it high on the left for Ramaker. Into Wazorik. Baseline left. Turnaround mid-range. Back iron no good. Wrap the rebound for Wisconsin. 10:50 remaining. 4-point lead for the Badgers. Rapp hits the brakes, top of the circle, leaves it for Janicki, darts a pass to Carrington. He'll catch on the right wing. Moving left off a Rapp screen. Carrington with a bounce to Rapp. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Rapp with a, again, just getting out of sync with Janicki and sails one out of bounds. And another turnover for the Badgers. That's 12 of them now.
Yeah, and Rapp's gonna, and Nolan's gonna come in for Rapp. It's just, or, excuse me, Rohde. But it's one of those things that in general, like understanding and why these exhibition games matter is because those turnovers you can't have in the regular season.
And you see a Platteville team with that confidence growing in every possession. Here's Wazorik, dribbles right side, pulls, pops right elbow, too long, no good. Winter the rebound. 45-41 Wisconsin, 10-17 remaining. Nick Boyd in there. Throws to Winter right of the circle. Inside feed. Rapp will catch. Turns right shoulder and gets fouled before the shot. Didn't get the basket, continuation.
The basket should count.
Yeah, I agree.
Because this continuation is a new rule this year at which they can look at that and evaluate that and feel like that should be on the, you know, they don't use the word gather because that's the NBA term, but the NCAA has that. I think that basket should have been good.
Yeah, I agree. Fouls on Ramaker. We play on. Boyd throwing a wrap. Flips to Janicki. Fakes right. Moves left. Now moves back to his right. Gives off to Winter and try to get it into Rapp at a high-low, and it's going to be Ramaker again reaching in. That'll be his third. And team foul number 7, Max Lucy ready to check back in for the Pioneers and for Ramaker. Badgers in the bonus. Team foul number 7, Austin Rapp at the foul line. 8 points for him, all in the first half. 10:01 to play, 45-41, Wisconsin. At the 6'10 sophomore with the front end, no good. Rebound Nolan Winter, kept it alive to Boyd, baseline left. Bounces to Winter, feeds Janicki. Jack with the drive down the lane to the rim. Tried to dunk it. Missed it. Long rebound. Rapp. Right lane line. Rapp. Barrel into the rim. Layup good. Oh, Austin Rapp getting physical. 47-41 Wisconsin. 9:40 left in the game. Aiden Wazorik. Goes to Love. Left side. Now Lucy feeds Furman. Quick pass. Bristol Lewis splits two defenders. Lewis in the lane. The floater is good.
And can't allow the split there. And then they fall asleep, and it's a bucket there by Platteville.
Oh, my goodness. Love, Max Love. Love. Yeah. And just like that, it's 47-45 Wisconsin with 9:15 remaining. Here's Blackwell. Picks up the dribble. Feeds Winter back to Blackwell. Left of the lane. Blackwell out to Boyd. Boyd off the wing to the rim. Pushed it up. Missed, but a foul. And Boyd will go to the free throw line for two shots.
And Max Love was there to contest. He just reaches down for Platteville. If he just stays up, I don't think there's a foul there.
Mm-hmm. That's what Jeff Gard was claiming there. And Jeff's
right.
Yeah.
But the problem is Max Love came down just enough. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Jeff is right. But Max Love can't come down in that possession. Other than that, I think there wouldn't have been a call.
Boyd hits the first free throw. McKenzie and Hettinger back in. Furman and Love out. 48-45 Wisconsin with 9:04 remaining at the Kohl Center. Boyd hitting that first free throw. That means the Badgers are 4 of 14 at the foul line. Make it 5 of 15 as Boyd hits them both. 49-45 Wisconsin. We're up on 9 minutes remaining here at the Kohl Center. Aiden Wazorik feeds Bristol Love. Out to Wazorik. Long three. Right side short. And it'll go out of bounds. Just graze the front rim. Out of bounds. It goes to Wisconsin with 8:49 remaining. Platteville a moment ago got within two. Couple of Nick Boyd free throws. Gives the Badgers a 4-point lead. Wisconsin back on offense. Rapp scoops to Blackwell, baseline left, glides to the goal, layup around and out, miss, but a foul. Ooh. Not a ton there.
You know what? He did get hit.
Did he
absolutely got hit, and it was just a late call because if the layup was going to go, they were going to let it go. He was going to let it go, but when the layup was missed, I mean, John got hit alongside the arm.
They get it on McKenzie. Caden McKenzie, that is his third foul as Blackwell connects on the first free throw. Blackwell better than 81% at the free throw line a year ago. 50-45 Wisconsin. Second free throw straight through. And it's 51-45, so the Badgers now four of their last four at the foul line. Six-point lead with 8:35 remaining. Wazork between the circles. A throw to Hettinger off the left elbow. Back to Wazork at the free throw line. Gets it to Max Lucy. Loops it inside. They'll get Janicki, and he had the tough matchup there against Hettinger. And Hettinger will go to the free throw line. Jack Janicki with his first foul.
And Platteville did a really good job on that offensive possession to spread the floor. Because the floor was so spread, that lob was there and there was no weak side.
Miles Hettinger, the 1-1, missed the front end. Rebound, Nick Boyd. 51-45, Wisconsin with 8:17 remaining. Here's Janicki on the right side, curls off the wing. Now it's Rapp, left of the lane, feeds Winter, low on the right, and he sends it down. Nolan Winter with the flush. 53-45, Wisconsin with 8 minutes to play. Six-point run for the Badgers. Aiden Wazorik, high screen, Hettinger on the right side. Takes a right foul line extended, picked up by Winter. A throw to Bristol Lewis, refeeds Wazorik. He and Lewis playing catch. Lewis up top in the lane. Tough shot in traffic. Off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Platteville is cooled off. Here's Blackwell up the left side of the front court. Throws to Winter at the top. And now trying to pin his man was Rapp. He got fouled by Lucy. And free throws coming up when play continues. First a timeout here in Madison. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. For the Rail Transport broadcast table, 7:35 remaining. Wisconsin 53, Platteville 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Spite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. Learn more at rail.jobs. 7:35 remaining. Wisconsin 53, Platteville 45. Badgers have scored the last 6 points.
A couple of numbers that jump out. Just, you know, Platteville 7 of 20 from 3. Wisconsin 6 of 17. Free throws, Wisconsin 7 of 17. Platteville 2 of 3. That's helped. But obviously, you like to get there 17 times. You'll like to make a little bit more than seven. And I think just the three-point line, you know, getting some more quality shots, attacking, getting open looks from three, it's going to help this team. They got to play with better pace.
Austin Rapp with the first free throw is good. The Badgers last year averaged 20 free throw attempts per game, a school record, 82.5%. Actually very near an NCAA record for a single season. Rapp hits both free throws. 55-45, Wisconsin. Now in an 8-point run, six of those eight coming at the foul line. Max Love outside left. Love throwing to Caden McKenzie. Out front, now Ramaker with a flip for Hettinger. Leaves it for Love, 10 on the shot clock. Love against Nolan Winter, lost the handle, loose ball. Boyd bobbles, now scoops it up. Turnover Platteville. Nick Boyd to the front court for the Badgers. Move it to our right in the second half. Around a winter screen. Left of the lane. Hooks it out the wrap. Open three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Max Love of Platteville. 6:55 to play. 55-45 the Badgers. Max Lucy, right wing, throwing to Hedinger with a shot fake right of the circle. Gives it up to Ramaker, right of the lane, on the attack, stops at the block, fades, flips. Too long, no good. Winter the rebound for the Badgers. And now Jack Janicki darts a pass to Rapp. One dribble, leaves it for Boyd. Boyd on the attack against McKenzie, low on the right, now knocked loose. Gets it out to Winter, turns down the three. Nolan in the lane, now inside. Blackwell catches low on the left, he'll finish.
Nolan had a chance to shoot the three, but puts it on the deck and then is able to draw the help and then nice little bounce pass.
6:18 remaining, 57-45 Wisconsin. Here's Lucy in the lane, runs it up 14-footer. It went 13, it comes down to Winter, and here comes Janicki. Up the left sideline, feeds Nolan Winter, who has 15 points and 13 rebounds tonight. Blackwell for three, left side, it rattles out, no good. Rebound, tapped back out the half court to Nolan Winter. Second chance, Wisconsin, wrap for three, right corner, short. Rebound, Blackwell low on the right. Scoops it to Janicki, now Winter for three, straight on. Off the rim, no good. Lucas Ramaker the rebound. 5:42 to play, 57-45 Wisconsin. Lucy with a pass for Hedinger at the top. Hedinger matched up with Nolan Winter. Now it's Love. Feeds Ramaker on the right side. Long two right of the circle. And that's well off the mark. Boyd streaks up the floor. Nick Boyd left of the lane. Goes to the goal. Layup good. There's the burst from Nick Boyd. Timeout Jeff Gard.
And that's what you need to see from Nick Boyd exactly. Is that speed, that pace.
And we'll have a full timeout. We'll take a break. 5:21 remaining. Wisconsin 59, Platteville 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it, count it, and a foul. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Sponsored by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Just checking this out tonight. Wisconsin leads Platteville 59-45, 5:21 remaining. The program announcing yesterday, by the way, Elijah Gray has been dismissed from the team because of events related to events preceding Gray's enrollment at the University of Wisconsin. He arrived in mid-June. Privacy laws will prevent Wisconsin from going into much detail there, but bottom line is they have 14 on the roster right now. You're allowed a max to 15. They have 14, and that's what it will be at least for the time being. 10 on the shot clock. Max Love in the lane. Pried away by Janicki. Ball is loose, and it's gathered by Nick Boyd. Turnover Platteville. Badgers on a 12-point run, leading by 14 with 4:48 remaining. Nolan Winter outside left, throwing to Blackwell on the left wing. Gets a screen from Winter. Blackwell brings it out high. Now Boyd outside right. 10 to shoot. Boyd again trying that burst. Little Euro step. Throws it up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound at the right block. He'll try again. Yes, sir. I think Boyd just decided this is enough. Let me go ahead and go to work.
Say, him and John Blackwell, those two together, this 14-0 run has a lot to do with what those two guys are doing right now.
61-45, Wisconsin with 4:15 remaining. Joey Furman at the top of the arc. Hands off right side to Love. Long three, good on the right wing. Max Love averaged 10 a game last year for the Pioneers. And he's at 13 tonight, 61-48 Wisconsin, 3:57 to play. Blackwell blows off the left wing. In the lane, an offensive foul. And it's going to be the second one on John Blackwell as taking the hit. No, check it. They're going to get
Rapp,
it.
Oh, they are going to get it. They're going to get to Austin,
It's on Austin Rapp, okay. Yep. As Bristol Lewis went to the floor, Rapp is called for the foul. And we'll take another break. 3:54 remaining. Wisconsin 61, Platteville 48. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Time to spotlight tonight's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Nolan Winter, a double-double, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Butchie, the points of the paint, bench, and you want to see Wisconsin use its size and dominate a little bit, and they certainly have an edge there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You look at points of paint, 34-18. A lot of that, Nolan, 15 of the and 13 rebounds, but the 15 points, a lot of that came in the paint, 7 of 10 from the floor, because a lot of it was getting that reversal, setting that side ball screen, playing with great pace, and then putting pressure at the rim that way. You know, we're going to hear a lot this year about Nick Boyd putting pressure at the rim from the point guard position, but as a big, you can put pressure at the rim too, and that's exactly what Nolan Winter did this, tonight.
Up the floor, Aiden Wazorek against Nick Boyd. 3:47 remaining, 61-48 Wisconsin. Joey Furman, top of the circle. Furman with a pump fake. Puts it on the deck, picks it up, throws to Lucas Ramaker, high on the right. Ramaker in the left-hand dribble. He'll feed Wazorek. Cuts off the wing in the lane, right of the paint. 6 to shoot. Now Love with 4 to shoot. Love against Boyd, 3 to shoot. Out to Bristol Lewis. Long three is, well, short, out of bounds to Wisconsin. They work defensively from the Badgers. 3:23 to play. A 14-3 run for Wisconsin. Platteville got it to within two, 47-45, and from there the Badgers took over. Nick Boyd, right foul line extended. Pivots. Finds Winter. Gives it up to Janicki, high on the left. Darts a pass to Rapp, open three, right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Blackwell, the offensive rebound. Out the Boyd, right corner three, in and out, no good. And rebound of Bristol Lewis.
Tonight, yes.
No kidding. 2:55 to play, 13-point lead, Wisconsin. Bristol Lewis against Rapp. Puts it on the deck. Lewis flipped it right hand. No good. Rebound Rapp for Wisconsin. And it goes to Blackwell, left side of the front court. Feeds Rapp to the line. Into Winter. Knocked away. Boyd is there. Low on the right. Cleans it up. Flipped it in. 63-48 Wisconsin with 2.5 minutes to play. Max Love to the front court. Left-hand toss for Furman. Top of the circle. Furman with a feed for Lewis. Off the Furman screen, moving left. Picked up by Winter. A throw to Wisort. Gets it to Lewis, and a whistle. And a foul is called. I think they're going to get Janicki here. And a wholesale sub for the Pioneers. Five in, five out. 2:17 to play, 63-48 the Badgers.
And we might have another change. I was going to say, we might have another full line change coming up in about a minute, too.
Can't go 5 for 5 because Joey Furman's at the foul line. So Ben Forbes, the 6'9 freshman, hit a 3 in the first half. He'll have to wait for a second. Furman, the 1-1. Too long. Rebound, Nolan Winter. And here's Boyd, left side of the front court. Off the high screen from Rapp. Winter into Rapp, wide open. Now one pump up and in. Easy money for Austin Rapp. 65-48, Wisconsin with 2 minutes to play. Sawyer Shipper to the front court. Eli Selk in the lineup for the first time. Thorwald into Shipper. In the paint. Darts it back out to Selk. Off to Cameron Morrell, and his inside feed stolen away by Nolan Winter. Got in front of Joey Furman down low. Minute 38 to play, 65-48 Wisconsin. Rapp turns it left side for Nick Boyd. Boyd again on the attack, left of the lane, out to Blackwell. Fakes the three, sidesteps left, three in the air, in and out again. Rebound tipped up and in by Nolan Winter. How many times have I said in and out?
A lot. You better check those ribs before Monday. Loosen those things up a little bit.
Come on, man. All right, now Greg Gard subbing with his team ahead 67-48 with a minute 24 to play. Zach Kinziger getting a little late run. Jack Robinson, Hayden Jones, Janicki, and Will Garlock rounding out the five. Kinziger out of DePere, someone they really like a lot. There's a lot of good guards here. Now, Isaac Gard will come in for Janicki. Kinziger, one of those guys. Both, you know, the two freshmen from Wisconsin just look a little different, a little more meat on the bones for freshmen. Kinziger clearly likes the weight room. Garlock, pretty well put together. Not skinny like Butchie was.
I knew. As soon as he started talking, I said, oh, boy, here we go.
Here's a three for Selk, and he hits it. Eli Selk, shout out Wanakee Warriors.
I'm just glad I'm still skinny, Matt. You know, I mean,
that's... Those Peloton workouts, they're getting it done for you.
Yeah.
Garlock goes inside to Robinson, broken up, taken away. On the run, Morrell. There's a right side to Nick Thorwald. Now Morrell feeds Shipper, Sawyer Shipper down the lane to the rim, layup good. Sawyer Shipper with the bucket. Another timeout, Jeff Gard. Another wholesale.
There's a wholesale. There's your minute and then wholesale. You knew it was coming.
Get them all in there.
And it's still, even though it's an exhibition, it still is one of those things I'm sure Jeff wanted to
absolutely
get just to get, you know, there's a lot of guys on this roster, but it's also why they've been really good.
James Seagreaves out there on the floor, among others for Platteville, young man out of Monroe. Brother JT, Badger football team, pretty good basketball player in his time at Stoughton. Three-shot Robinson, no good. Rebound comes down to Platteville. Caleb Kunico to the front court. Clear the bench. Here's a three in the air, no good. Rebound to Hayden Jones, 15 seconds left. 67-53, Wisconsin. Ricardo Greppi in there for the Badgers. Here's Jones driving, flipped it up, left hand, good. Nice attack. And Hayden Jones with 8 seconds to play, 69-53, Wisconsin. Elliott Beeson. And now a three in the air. Kunico, no good as time runs out. And this one is over. Well, tell you what, Jeff Gard's team came to play, got within two in the second half. The Badgers pulled away from there, but have the feeling that Platteville is going to be a problem again, or still, in the WIAC. Badgers win it by 16. Things to clean up, but it all counts beginning Monday.
Well, absolutely. And again, you look at this one, you come off of a game against Oklahoma, now you play Platteville. Some valuable things that you can take away from this. 15 turnovers is way too many. A lot of those are unforced. Clean that thing up. As far as the three-point line, you're 6 of 25. And you find a way to win still. But one of those things that you get back to the gym and just find that rhythm a little bit.
And they will do just that and get ready for opening night in college basketball. And for the Badgers, that will be Monday against Campbell. The Fighting Camels.
I love that name. Yeah, I love that. It is a great name. I just hope they bring an actual camel along. It'd be amazing. What are the odds, you think? No?
I want to.
Not in the budget? Not,
no,
the NIL budget?
As soon as I say definitely no, it's like, well, look what walked in the
Kohl's. That'd be amazing. If they roll in with a camel, that is a statement.
Who knew we'd have a camel reference in the postgame? Final score, Wisconsin 69, Platteville 53. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here are a list of upcoming events in the central Wisconsin area on Friday, October 31st. The Vesper Volunteer Fire Department is hosting a brat fry from 4 to 7:30 p.m., and the Vesper Recreation Committee will have games and treats from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the community center. The Beer and Fire Department will have trucks at the park from 5 to 7 p.m., and firefighters will hand out candy. Trunk or treat at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 3 until 6 p.m. with candy and food trucks. Don't forget to wear your costume. Followed by the Heartbeats Dance at the Elks Lodge from 6 p.m. until midnight. Trick or treat at McMillan Library, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Come in costumes, get treats at the service desks, and be sure to stop at the all-purpose room for a treat and to have your picture taken at the photo booth. Wisconsin Rapids Haunted Walkthrough event at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department from 3 to 5 p.m. This free, spooky, family-friendly event is open to the community, offering a safe and fun way for kids and families to collect candy. Wishing you a safe and happy Halloween from WFHR and WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Usinger's. Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer. The elf on the label means quality on your table. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger Basketball. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Back at the Kohl Center where the Wisconsin Badgers pull away, but Platteville made it interesting for quite a while tonight. Got to within a couple of points of the second half at 47-45. And then Wisconsin went on a big run, pulled away 69-53. Nolan Winter with 17 points, 15 rebounds. Austin Rapp with 14 points and 7 boards. And then Nick Boyd got it going in the second half. Again, showing that quickness. He ends up with 11. So as the old line goes, a lot to clean up, a lot of teaching points, as we say. But now they get ready for it. It comes at you fast and furious now.
Yeah, no question. I think John Blackwell, again, 4 offensive rebounds. Like, that's what he's done a really good job of, is from a guard to be able to rebound the ball at an elite level on the offensive end. I think him, Nick Boyd, their energy is why Wisconsin went on that 12-0 run to kind of, you know, give them a little bit of breathing room after it was a two-point game for a second there. So
yeah, you know, you think about Blackwell's rebounding prowess. That really, you go back a couple of years ago with Fort Myers.
Yeah,
you know, that
no
really
question.
Started to come into play, and that was, you know, to like, oh, okay, this guy is real, and now obviously he's somebody that. Well, he had a couple, you know, a little offensive foul there, a little push off, but he does so many things with his team.
There's two things that I look at overall, right, with him is it's the ability to offensive rebound that you can't, like, there's no scouting report. As much as everyone will say, you got to rebound, you got to block him out. Like, when you have a guy that has the tenacity to go get the offensive rebound from the guard position, because most guards aren't used to going and boxing a guy out, so they don't do it the entire time. And the other side for John that I really like, and it just seems like he gets probably 6 to 8 points a game from this, is the quick rip baseline from the wing. When the ball screen is coming, he quickly rips baseline, rejects that ball screen, and straight line drive for a layup. And I swear he gets 3 or 4 of those a game. Mm-hmm. He gets 6 to 8 points very easily that way.
Badgers win it tonight 69-53 over the Platteville Pioneers. More to come as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you're cheering from the stands at the Kohl Center or from the comfort of home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Badgers 69, Platteville Pioneers 53 tonight. Wisconsin shoots 47% from the field, just 6 of 25 from the three-point line, 1 of 10 in the second half. I either said rattles out, in and out. I mean, it wasn't like they were bricklaying. They just had some tough luck on the threes. And I remember asking Greg this once after a game where they had similar stats, the 6-for-25 and or something like that, and he was more concerned with the 25 than the 6. Thought it could have been more. Just kind of the evolution of this offense.
Exactly, and I think that's part of where it's at. I mean, Platteville had 25 three attempts too, and I think one of it is I don't know that Wisconsin necessarily generated great wide-open looks from three. Now, to start the game, they hit the paint, then it was a kick out to Boyd. He missed a couple early ones, there that I thought were good looks. But all the time, was it a great look because of a drive, a kick, and then a really wide-open three? I didn't necessarily feel that that was always the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You kind of expect it.
Yeah, and the other thing the 9-19 at the free throw line. It looked like a team that get a day off or so, get yourself ready. The games. It's 42 days to get 30 practices. Yeah. In the case of the two exhibition games, I'm not going to really get too worked up over that.
I'm not going to get worked up over that, but it is one of those things that you look at as far as free throw attempts and how often they get there this year and where is that going to come from. And how is that going to look? Now, it's been Wisconsin basketball for a very, very long time getting to the free throw line. But last year's team set a standard that I just don't know if you can replicate this year. And it's just something you have to watch because you're going to want to find ways to get easy points. Getting to the free throw line gives you a chance to get easy points.